Homework assignments and classroom hypotheticals were no match for a front-row seat to international climate negotiations. The biggest takeaway for third-year Hawaii Law School student Miranda Steed was
that I think international environmental law is a glacial process.
And not everyone gets their way.
So, well, this is going to sound a little pessimistic, but at the end of the day, it's the negotiators and the state interests that decide what's going to happen.
Steed is studying environmental policy and international law. She's part of the university's first delegation of observers to the United Nations Climate Change Conference.
Being able to engage with people across the world who are facing climate crisis at their doorstep is it makes a big impression.
UH Law Professor and Associate Dean of Academic Affairs Denise Antolini joined students at the conference.
Climate change has to be an essential element of our education at the University of Hawaii throughout the system. Particularly at the law school, it's really important because of the role of law in these negotiations, all the way down to state policy here in Hawaii.
Students found solidarity in YoungGos, a group of youth delegates representing non-governmental organizations working on climate change issues. The youth group focused their efforts on strengthening enforcement of the Paris Agreement.
If we don't have strict compliance now, we're not going to meet the 1.5-degree goal. I mean, we're going to see extreme crisis with climate change, and it's going to be younger people who are going to have to bear the brunt of that.
The main goal of the 2015 Paris Agreement is to reduce global greenhouse gas emissions to keep average global temperature rise below that 1.5 degrees Celsius target. Steed says perhaps compliance negotiations would be more fruitful off the international stage.
When you have 185 people at a table, it's really hard to meet that common ground. The argument for regionalism is that you have standards that are specific to you. They're based on your regional challenges. You have countries that are in similar situations so that when you're making rules and you're negotiating with each other and keeping each other in compliance, you understand the situation. It's also just easier, I think, to relate to your neighbors.
Professor Antolini hopes to continue UH's participation in international climate talks. As for Steed, she's eyeing a future seat at the table.
Yeah, if there's any states out there looking for a negotiator, I'm available. I graduate in May.
For HPR News, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.